Well, we're thankful for each one that's here today. I trust the Lord will meet with us and help us today. I'd like to look in Psalms, the 25th chapter. And I'd like to read verses 8 through 10. Psalms 25, 8 through 10. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will He teach sinners in the way. The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. I believe the Lord is a teacher today. He's a great teacher. And I believe He endeavors to teach us, whether we live for Him or not. He endeavors to teach humanity, people. And He says here, the meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. My thought this morning is being able to have a teachable spirit. I feel like that's a very important quality for us to have in life, is to have a teachable spirit, one that's able to learn and able to learn something new and a desire to want to learn. You know, these precious children in here, they don't have a lot of baggage in their life, right? They're young and teachable. They don't have a lot of opinions and ideas and or maybe they do, but they're workable, they're moldable. And I think about Jesus, He said, except you become as a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I think about a teachableness of a little child. Usually little children are eager to want to learn something. And you can teach them and they can learn. And the Lord wants to teach us. Now, this meekness is... It means depressed in mind or circumstances, needy, humble, lowly. Needy is the word that really stands out to me. It's someone that's, they have a need. And the Lord is able to teach that kind of spirit. A spirit that is lowly, a spirit that is humble, a spirit that is needy. He's able to teach them. And we want to be able to learn the lessons that God has for us in life. I believe He wants to guide us. He wants to teach us. He wants to show us His way. But it's important for us to be lowly and needy and recognize that we need His counsel and His direction in our lives. There's another scripture, Psalms, the 94th chapter, and verse 9, it says, He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. Now, he said, the Lord, here it's telling to, shall he not correct? He that corrects the heathen, shall not he correct? The Lord does chasten us. He chastens people. He chastens humanity. He tries to correct us. He tries to teach us. And Lord, help us to be able to receive and be in a place to receive what God has for us. If we're not meek, we won't recognize we need anything. But through meekness, we can recognize that God is our teacher and that He will teach us if our heart is open to receive what He has for us. But He says, He knoweth the thoughts of man that they are vanity. You know, we have thoughts, and I've come to this knowledge, I'm about 60 now, and I've come to the knowledge that my opinions really don't mean a whole lot. And they really don't matter. My opinions, you know, sometimes we can be so vocal and so strong on what we think. And it really doesn't matter what I think. What matters is, what does the Lord think? What is His thoughts? What is His ideas? And people can be so strong in opinions and ideas. Lord, help us to recognize that we need the Lord's thoughts. We need His ideas. We need His perceptions. And we're so affected by the way we were raised. We're affected by the experiences that we have in life, by our personality. It's like putting on a pair of shaded glasses. We're affected as humans by all these things that skew our vision from what God is able to see. But the Scripture in Revelations, it talks about Christ, and it talks about Him having seven heads filled with eyes. And it's like, because the Lord is able to perceive every angle of our life, He's able to perceive every thought, every motive, everything that touches us, every influence in life. He's able to perceive all those things, and the Holy Spirit is able, I'm thankful today, to guide us and to direct us. He said the meek He will guide in judgment, and the meek He will teach His way. And the Lord is able, and I believe today that the Holy Spirit can, if we're open, He can teach us and direct us and guide and help us. There's a saying, it says, many a man had gained greater wisdom and insight in life had he not assumed that he already had it. Many a man could have gained greater insight and wisdom in life had he not assumed that he already had it. So Lord, help us today to come to the table needy, recognizing our need and our help of God and His guidance and direction in our life. And the Holy Spirit is a faithful teacher. I think about Jesus when speaking to the disciples. He mentioned to them, He said, I have many things to say unto you. Many things to say unto you, but you're not able to bear them now. And he mentioned, he said, when the Holy Spirit has come, He will guide you and direct you into truth. He will direct you into my paths, my ways. The Holy Spirit is a comforter, but He is able to help us to reveal knowledge and understanding. And I think about the importance of being able to wait upon the Holy Spirit to speak to us and to look to Him for His guidance and direction and not just do our own thing. We have a warning in the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and the 5th verse. He says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. But He encouraged us here not to lean to our own understanding, to lean upon our own thoughts. We need the Holy Spirit to speak to us, and we want to learn the voice of the Lord and understand how God speaks and open our heart to it and allow Him to teach us and to direct us. I don't believe the Holy Spirit leads us into error or leads us astray or leads us wrong. I believe the Holy Spirit leads, but He does lead and He does speak if we'll allow Him. And He is to be, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are to be the leaders of the church. They're the leaders of the people of God. That's how the Lord governs His body. That's how He governs His people, is when we're subject and we're tuned in to the Holy Spirit and we're allowing Him to lead us and to direct us in life and not leaning to our own understanding, which is so easy to do. It's so easy for us to assess things in our own mind, and we can be so quick to see things and we can be so quick to pronounce judgment on things. But Lord, help us to wait. Help us to look to Him for guidance and direction, because He sees so much more than what we do. All we see is the exterior. We see the surface. We see the things that affect us. And we have feelings and all those things, personalities that affect us. But the Holy Spirit sees the truth. He sees the course that He wants us to go. And the Holy Spirit knows the will of God for us. He knows the direction that we should go, and we want to wait on Him. In our decisions of life, we want to be dependent upon the Holy Spirit to help us to take the next step and to guide us and to direct us. There's a song that says, "Had I the choosing of my pathway and blindness, I would go astray." We just take our own thoughts. We just live by what we think. And it says that one verse here says, the thoughts of man that were vanity to God. Vanity or earthly. We can be earthly minded, so affected by the things that we see. We need the Lord to help us to be able to have the mind of Christ and to know His thoughts. You know, Saul, when he was persecuting the church, he thought he was doing God's service. He thought he was doing what was right. And he put his whole life and zeal into it until the road on Damascus He said, "Lord, who are you?" He said, "I'm Jesus who you persecute." But he thought he was doing God's service. He thought he was right in his mind. He was 100% right. They were 100% wrong. Have you ever been there? I have. And later things arise. Is that why the Scripture says, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come? And shines light on it? Judge nothing before the time until the Lord come. And brings light and understanding. We can be, think we can be so right, and yet we can be so wrong and be off. And that's not the only time. You know, Saul, you remember him and Barnabas slit over John Mark, and they went their different roads. They had different thoughts, different ideas. And later Paul recognized that God was using John Mark, and he said, "He's profitable me. Bring him, he's profitable to me in the ministry." But he had kind of counted him off. Because I guess John Mark had left them when they were on one of their deals. I thought about Naaman. You remember Naaman when he came to be healed of his leprosy? And the servant came from Elisha's house and told him what to do, to go dip in the Jordan River. And Naaman flew in a rage. Oh, he was mad. He come all this way. Why? Why was he so mad? He had things. He had different thoughts. Thoughts was causing him trouble. Our thoughts will get us into trouble if we're not careful. We can judge things, assess things, and pronounce judgment on it, say things, and be totally wrong. Lord, help us to wait upon you. Help us to have a heart to seek after knowledge and wisdom. If it wasn't for Naaman's servant, he wouldn't have been healed. But the servant said, and Naaman said, "I thought he would come down and strike his hand over the place." He just had in his mind the way it was going to work out. And another verse says, "His thoughts are not our thoughts, or His ways our ways." I thank the Lord that Naaman yielded himself and submitted himself to the Lord, and he found healing, and God blessed him and helped him. Thoughts are quite a deal. They're the human mind is an amazing computer mechanism. Thoughts can, the enemy can put thoughts in here. And the Lord can put thoughts in here. But we need to wait upon the Lord and look to the Lord to make sure it's His thoughts and not our thoughts, and His ways and not our ways. But I believe if we do, I can look back in the times of my life and see where I sought the Lord and waited upon the Lord, and it seemed like the Lord blessed. He gave me guidance and direction. And I can see other times where I didn't wait as much on the Lord, and how I made failures and decisions. The more we can wait upon God and sense our need of Him, the greater blessing I believe that we'll have if we're able to wait and look to Him. I remember years ago I heard a message, and it stood out with me, but it was like the minister brought out that people go through life with their eyes closed, like trying to go through a forest, going through life with closed eyes. And he said, people hit a tree, they back up and shake their head. They keep running and running, and bam, they hit another tree, and they shake their head and keep. And I've come to realize that sometimes humanity is like that. Sometimes we're like that. Sometimes we're hard-headed, and we hit those things in life, and the Lord's trying to show us. And that's how many people live life, going through life with their eyes closed, running through a forest with your eyes closed. Hit this tree, hit that tree, hit that tree. But I thank the Lord today that He can help us through life. He can help us through the forest of life. There's another verse in Job that said, the Lord speaketh once, yea, twice, and man comprehendeth it not. And these are my words, but I'll say three times, four times, five times, maybe six, seven. And man comprehendeth it not. But it says there's a spirit in man, and the Spirit of the Almighty giveth him understanding. So it's not just our intellect today. We can't find the way of the Lord. We can't be taught the way of God just through our human intellect. We have to have, our spirit has to be in a place to be able to receive what God has for us. And sometimes when we pray, we're seeking the Lord for something, and maybe sometimes He looks down upon us and He says, I have many things to say, but you're not able to, you can't bear it all right now. And I'm thankful the Lord knows what we're able to handle and what we're not able to handle, but He'll give us a little bit to help us, and then He'll give us later a little bit more. He won't overwhelm us, but we need the Spirit of God to enlighten our spirit, and we want to have a teachable spirit. There's another verse that talks about a young poor child. A young poor wise child is better than an old king that won't be admonished anymore. An old king that won't be admonished, that means that someone's at a place in life that they don't want to listen. And when I perceive that someone is really not listening, I don't like to waste my time. I used to try to be more forceful in getting my point across, but when I find somebody is really not, if they're wanting to argue, or if they're just, you know, they've got their position planted, I don't want to waste my time on that. Because maybe later they'll come to a point, someplace, where they want to listen or they want to hear. So Lord, help us today and challenge us to wait upon the Holy Spirit and allow Him to direct us. He's our life this morning. He's our everything to us today, and we need His blessing in our lives. Appreciate your attention. Pray for me.